covering the communities of the Central West, 92.3, 94.7, 2MCE.
Hello and welcome to the Life of Being a Radio Student at Charles Sturt University podcast brought to you by 2MCE FM. My name is Adam. Now, this podcast will look at the different perspectives of students and other members involved with the university and how they contribute to the lives of students, including myself and my co-host, Brankston. Hey, Brankston.
Adam, how are you?
Very, very well. Now,
before we get to our guest, obviously there's plenty of information of how students can get involved in the course online and how they can become involved. Let's briefly talk about why we chose to do this course and how we got involved.
I'll start with you, Brankston.
Yep. So throughout school, I was always really interested in radio shows like Howard Stern and The Big Boys Neighborhood. And my teachers always said I should look into doing radio as a career. In year 11, my art teacher told me that I should really check out CSU Bathurst because her fiance was doing a radio course there at the time, and it was a great campus. I still didn't know if that's really what I wanted to do. So when I finished school, I took a couple of years off, worked, did some TAFE courses for sound engineering. But I would always come back to thinking I would like to do radio. So at the end of 2018, I applied for the CSU radio course, and that's how I started. How about you?
Well, that's good to hear, Brankston. And I'm kind of similar in the same way to you, but the difference is that I started being interested in radio in primary school, and then as I got through the years of high school, it kind of built up me managing to get more and more experience in community radio. That was mainly on-air and production experience. And then when I finished school, I did a short course at the Australian Film TV Radio School, and I also did a TAFE course at TAFE New South Wales, Diploma of Screen and Media in Radio Broadcasting, which then I was told to get a bit more background. So that's why I decided that this course at Charles Sturt was right for me, because it covered a lot of bases. And when Travis joins us in a moment, he'll tell us the types of courses that can be done with the communications industry. But I liked the range that CSU offered, hence why I got involved with the course.
So here with us at the moment, we have Travis Holland, who's the course director for CSU's communications division. Welcome, Travis.
G'day, gents. Thanks for having me on your podcast.
Hi, Travis.
No worries. Thank you. First of all, can you tell us what your job entails?
Yeah, sure. So my underlying job, what I was actually hired by Charles Sturt Uni to do, is as a lecturer in communication and digital media. So in that role, I teach undergraduate and postgraduate subjects in the communication courses, and I do research as well, both of those usually in digital media and media production space. My research looks at two areas, typically television and popular culture, but also local government and regional development. Now, they're quite different, so I unite them through media studies and digital media traditions. At the moment, however, as you mentioned, I'm the course director for the Bachelor of Communication and the Master of Communication. So that role is a leadership role. It's responsible for the overall look, content, functioning of those courses, everything from student recruitment, some marketing, what the courses actually look like. So I look after any course reviews or changes to the structure of the courses. And then at the end of the day, I typically hand the graduates, sign off on degrees and hand them off to the graduates on the stage, which is a nice part of the job.
That's good to hear. Now, are there any requirements for students looking into that course, the communications course, and are there any prerequisites that you need?
Yeah, so Charles Sturt doesn't use prerequisites at all across the board, so we don't expect students to study any particular field in order to be eligible for a degree. So the base ATAR for all of our courses for school leavers is 60 in the ATAR. So that's for the Bachelor of Communication. Essentially, if you achieve that, you're in. The Bachelor of Theatre Media, you also need an audition, and these rules also go across the Bachelor of Creative Industries, which is a Wagga-based course, but in our school, and it's related to our courses, of course. So you don't need any specific prerequisites. The requirement essentially is a 60 at ATAR, but really what we look for is someone who's keen on communicating with an audience. Now, Of course, language is a big part of that, so I really strongly recommend, and in fact, we give bonus points in the ATAR calculation to students who study English, and particularly English Advanced or English Extension. That's something we really look for. In the digital media space, we also want people particularly if they've studied something related to that, like technology in the computer science space at school.
Definitely. So could you take us through the different areas of the communications that are offered in courses?
Yeah, so at the moment we have the Bachelor of Communication as the overarching course, and you can actually do that one without specialisation, which means that you do core of the BCom, and then you've got 12 electives. Half of the course is elective. You get to make up the course, the rest of it as you want, and that's really handy for students who come in and say, look, I really want to be a communicator, but I want to be a science communicator. And so instead of studying, say, journalism, I'll study communication, get those basic core communication skills, then pair that with studying science or agriculture or whatever the field may be. It's also really good for someone who wants to combine multiple areas from within our courses. So other than the main Bachelor of Communication unspecialised, we then have specialisations in radio, journalism, public relations, advertising and digital media production just at the moment. So those fields essentially line people up to go off and work in the industries that they specify. Digital media is a pretty new one, so we don't quite know where the graduates are going to go yet, but basically we expect that they'll go off to work in the media industries, often for large national employers like Southern Cross or Stereo, and those kinds of groups who often have roles for what they call digital media producers, people who work across programs and across platforms to produce content particularly for social platforms, but also for playing on air and whether that's television or radio and publishing on their web platforms too. So that's the areas that we study in the courses. Of course, we have radio and we work with Southern Cross and Commercial Radio Australia very closely in those radio courses, as well as the local broadcasters here in Bathurst, which is BROC and 2BS.
Okay, well, we are hoping to find out more information. Obviously, there's more on the CSU website about the subjects and what they require. But could you give us a rundown on some of the subjects in the course? I understand, obviously, you talked about them being compulsory component and then, you know, elective for some, depending on what course you choose to do.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of different sort of subject classifications. You've got your core subjects, which everyone in the Bachelor of Communication will do.
Yeah.
And then if you want to do the radio course, we have a set of subjects that we say these are radio subjects. Now, the radio one's a really interesting one because we have some radio production specific subjects that are focused just on radio. The commercial radio industry likes people to have sales skills, so we also have sales and advertising subjects in there, as well as event management, because that's an increasingly important part of the radio business. And part of the core then is also major projects. And in those major projects, we try and bring everybody together, and they bring their specific skills from their discipline into those projects with other people from the field. So, yeah, you've got the core, the specialisation subjects, and then our courses at the moment mostly have about 4 electives, but as I said, you can take that version with up to 12 electives, which means that students can study electives from anywhere across the university. We find that people tend to do, if they're doing journalism, for instance, they might do 4 subjects in radio as a sequence, or 4 subjects in public relations as a sequence. The radio students, often we think that pairing that again with public relations or business is a good option for radio students. Sometimes they want to go into sound production and sound design, so picking subjects out of that space is quite good as well.
We'll be catching up with 2MCA station manager Lisa McLean next few weeks. Can you tell us whether you recommend newly enrolled radio students to get involved with the on-campus radio station? Adam and I both know from experience that there are a few subjects that require to use the facilities, particularly radio or journalism.
Yeah, so some subjects will require you to use the facilities on campus, although given the courses are open to people who are studying off-campus online students, then that's totally fine if they're off-campus as well. And so for those kinds of instances, people typically would be expected to have their own microphone, their own laptop to do some of that work. Certainly, obviously, an internet connection if you're studying online. Sometimes as well, we like it if you're an online student and you volunteer to work at your local community radio station. That way you get a similar experience to what the students on campus would get. But Charles Sturt for a long time has been the licensee of 2MCE FM. MCE stands for Mitchell College of Education, which is the former college that existed on the site where Charles Sturt University was later established, and it incorporated Mitchell College. So that's where 2MCE comes from. And of course, in New South Wales, radio stations have the call sign 2, just like we have 02 and 2 in our postcodes as well. So That's the government designation for the state. So yeah, 2MCE is a fantastic station. It's a community station, which means that we're the license holder, but effectively it's open to the community to get involved. It's the best way, I think, for students who are studying on campus, particularly in radio and journalism, to get practical experience as much as possible outside of what we require for their subjects. But sometimes we'll ask them to use the station's facilities for their subjects, and sometimes they'll choose to use it for particular projects, and that's great.
We are listening to The Life of Being a Radio Student at Charles Sturt University, of course, and it is brought to you by 2MCE FM. And we're talking to Travis Holland, who's the Communications Course Director. Now, what's the best thing for someone to do if they'd like to get involved in the course?
It depends what you mean by involved. If they want to enrol as a student, have a look on the website, check out the course information, and then students can contact us, ask CSU. So I think it's 1-800-ASK-CSU on the phone, or if you email ask@csu.edu.au to ask any questions you want at all. That's totally fine, and you'll get all the information you need. As I say, the entry requirements are pretty low for our courses. That's not because we have low standards, it's just because we want to give everybody opportunity to have an education here at Charles Sturt. We want to bring in as many people as possible to get them the great education that we offer. And the flip side of that is that the end of our course, our students have the highest graduate employment rate in the country. So that's true for Charles Sturt as a university, but it's also specifically true for our courses in communication. If you have a look on the government's information websites, QILT, QILT, you can see and compare Charles Sturt to any other communication course in the country. And we come out at the top for graduate employment and a whole bunch of other factors as well. So absolutely have a look at the website, find as much information as you can about if you want to study with us. I think one beautiful thing about our courses is the blend of online and on campus lately. So students can really take the course flexibly. They can study online for part of it and on campus for some of it, or vice versa, or they can study fully in one mode or another. But of course, everything's a little bit blended nowadays. There's always information and things online, even if you're theoretically a full-time on campus student, there's always plenty to do online as well. So the best thing is go online and research, get in contact with us and ask any questions you have. Charles Sturt is still planning to have open days this year. We'll have to see how that goes with the COVID situation that's playing out. But at the moment, the open days are still scheduled for, I think, August. So it's worth having a look and coming along to those as well. And we'll certainly have the facilities open if the open days go ahead.
Well, that's good news. Hopefully they will. I guess we'll have to find out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a really awkward situation. And listeners of 2MCE will know that the on-air schedule's been disrupted as well, because we just simply couldn't have as many people coming into the studio as we usually would have. But we've done our best to keep things operating, to keep going. And certainly the advantage of a university that does do a lot of online operations and a lot of online subjects already is that we were able to switch pretty easily into that mode. Absolutely, I accept that some students will have found that difficult for whatever reason. But I think in general, because everything was already available online, it was easy for us to make that switch compared to some of the other institutions around the place.
So we're going to ask this question also to Lisa McLean when we speak to her, but we thought we'd get your opinions on it as well. How important do you think it is for students to have the opportunity to use the radio station on campus?
It's really important, I think. It's absolutely the best way to get practical experience, because you get better at something the more you do it. If you spend time in the radio station practicing to be a radio announcer, practicing to how to produce a show, to record little segments, just getting your ear tuned to the best place to cut, to edit, make changes to things, that's the best way to get a start in the industry. So yeah, the station on campus is a really important part of that for all students.
Travis, we appreciate your time and thanks for joining us on the Life of Being a Radio Student at CSU podcast.
No problem at all, gents. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
2MCE, radio by the community, for the community, a community service of CSU.
So before we finish this week, I just want to ask one final question.
Just before I do, obviously it was great to have Travis on.
What did you find most beneficial
about the course?
So personally, I found courses like Comp 125, which is Principles of Audio Programming, really helpful. It taught some practical skills like how to use Adobe Audition for audio editing.
Other classes like Comp 112, which was Digital Media, that was pretty useful because it like taught us Photoshop and ways to use digital media to advertise and expand like an online identity. So sort of those courses that are practical, I found really useful for that year.
Well, it's definitely good to have practical experience with Adobe Audition, that's for sure, because that's something that the radio station 2MCU uses and, you know, has. So that's definitely a good point that you bring up there. But for me, it was being involved in the newsroom subject, so JRN 102, which of course is a second year subject, if you're lucky enough to do the course. And I just think being involved with what goes on in the newsroom was something that I enjoyed doing and, you know, kind of getting to know how it works with national radio news. And I think that it's definitely something that you can use to expand your skills as a broadcaster to not only include on-air broadcasting during the day, but also newsroom and journalism type stuff as well. If you'd like to go down that route, there's plenty of ways that you can go about it. Well, unless you've got any closing thoughts, Branson, that's where we're going to leave it for this week. But looking forward to next week, because we'll be catching up with Michelle O'Connor, a lecturer as part of the Communications Radio course at CSU. Can't wait for that.
Yeah, that'll be good. I'd like to thank Travis again for letting us interview him, and catch you next time.
Thanks for joining us on the Life of Being a Student at CSU podcast, this first edition, thanks to 2MC.